mistakes, errors, failures. What does it have to do with happiness? I like challenge. I believe that only failures, only mistakes teach me anything, so I make sure I set my life up, I set my business up to have a steady stream of failures. My counterintuitive approach to life allows me to be happy. Happiness is a function of allowing. Or if you prefer, a function of accepting. Accepting what is. Accepting how it is. Accepting how it isn't. It is how it is what it is. Meaning, there is nothing wrong with how it is. How people are. How you yourself are. Not any. That doesn't mean you don't run when a dog charges at you. That doesn't mean you don't put more salt in your food when it needs more. That doesn't mean you don't drink water when you are thirsty. It only means that you live like there is nothing wrong and nothing to fix. When you stop demanding of the world, of yourself, of others to fit your expectations, like they should, you can pay attention to what is yours to do. You stop behaving like a two-year-old. My next-door neighbor's two-year-old used to be a sweet, malleable chatterbox. About 2 weeks ago she turned into a terror. Much like the gremlins, sweet cuddly animals turn into monsters if you feed them after midnight. I think they call this phase self-assertion, when the child wants what they want and don't get it. Frustration. Frustration is a word to express that you are not getting what you want and you react to it emotionally. React as if you should always get what you want. Typical two-year-old. A mistake and a failure are examples of you not getting what you want. When I measure your starting point measurements, number 19. To what degree you have access to your adult capacities percent I, in essence, measure how much you consider mistakes, errors, life not meeting your expectations. Most people measure very low, as low as toddlers. The higher the number, the higher you can go in life. Really. One of my programs, The Playground, was a failure. It was designed to deal with this exact issue through weekly examination of incidents where you saw wrong. Through the failure of that program, I learned that it takes a capacity to get unstuck from toddler stage. A DNA capacity, that you either turn on through epigenetic shift, or you are stuck with frustration and unhappiness. The soul has a tendency to behave like a two-year-old. And nag you and nag you. And carry on. Whoever made up the story that the soul is the best part of you is an uninformed a-hole. Nothing wrong, and nothing to fix. But it is a fairy tale. Not the truth. The biggest price you pay for not liking mistakes, for not liking failures, is your mood. The second biggest price you pay is no growth. And then your soul makes you miserable. No question about it. So unless you learn to accept things as they are and accept them how they are and what they should be, you'll continue being unhappy, maybe even miserable, because you'll put all your energy into frustration, anger, sulking, being offended, trying to fix what is not wrong, and hardly any energy into what you could do in life. Grow through trials and errors. I have a new program that doesn't have a name yet, although I could keep the original name Hero Program, Heroes Are Ordinary People Empowered. But it doesn't feel right. When I muscle test, heroes are not that ordinary people. Heroes come from the gene pool of people who have gone past the toddler stage of personal evolution. To the degree you are past it, to the same degree you can become an actual hero. What does a hero do that ordinary people don't? They go on quests. A series of trials, dangers, challenges, and put their energies into winning there, instead of complaining that the world isn't going their way. In the measure number 19. The minimum acceptable number for that is 10%, and with 10% you are still very susceptible to frustration, or abandoning the project, or shortcuts. Still too much ego there. Too much precious I. Now, what can you do if your access to your adult capacities is 10% or below? The playground has proven to me that saying there is nothing wrong doesn't do the trick, unless your relationship to your word is that of integrity. One of my students who spent her first 40 years frustrated recently turned around. Upon looking what allowed her to get unstuck, we found two functional causes. 1. The predatory gene adjustment, which is an energetic intervention, and 2. The soaring method. Specifically the first move in the course. Dislodging her from her habitual stuck mode, which was resistance to everything. Is it smooth sailing from here on? Muscle test says, no. There is always more to grow. Her access level to her adult capacities is 10%. She can as easily move forward as fall backward. I am working with her, one-on-one, and will find a way. Or not. It seems to me that strengthening her inner guidance, her inner authority may be the move most effective in getting her access to her adult capacities higher. Higher than 10%, and thus make her less vulnerable to giving all her attention to what is wrong, what is not working, what should be different. instead of learning from what's not working. If your soul is keeping you miserable because you are not living full out, because you are not growing, or not growing enough, what I am going to say next, this is for you. If it is only your mind that is doing the nudging, this will not work for you. I recommend the soaring method, predatory gene adjustment combo, especially if all 10 of your predatory genes are active, or alternatively if none of them are active, that was my case. If you know your numbers, then good. Do what you need to do. If you don't know your numbers, get your starting point measurements. And if the soul nudges forcefully, making you miserable, then do the combo of those two programs. Predatory genes adjustment, $25. The soaring method course, one live session, 5 recorded. $100 plus 6 payments of $50. Measuring your starting point measurements, $20. Why does the soaring method work? With the magician tools you get in the course, you can get into the state of soaring, temporarily, and in the soaring state you are able to allow reality to be the way it is. So it can change. Your resistance to how it is what blocks reality from being able to be accommodating and change. Your resistance freezes reality. My access to adult capacities in a puny 30%. When I look at some people who are more successful as entrepreneurs than me, I find that their number is 30% and above. The harder their childhood was, the higher their number. And the higher their number is, the less unhappy they are. One of my teachers talks about happiness, but is not very happy. His number is 10%. And to be quite frank, even with 30%, I hover between being happy and being unhappy, at least some of the time. I continued this conversation with Bonnie and muscle tested what is the solution I can guide you to. You can listen to the call if you are interested. The conversation is recorded and is delivered only in my mobile app, the app you can access now also on the desktop. Be a fly on the wall as I am penetrating the invisible. Go to www.yourvibration.com/newpodcast.